Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The North Woods and all the universe is celebrating the birthday of all birthdays in a few short hours. And although that of yours truly is almost in the same moment, everyone knows the one I'm talking about. The wonderland of winter has not taken on much change since we last met on the radio. Our landscape hereabouts remains crystal pure, but Mother Nature and her son Old Man Winter have done little to enhance things with a pre-Christmas white event. Our Christmas will be white for sure, and it's appearing that the romance of a new forest flocking might be in the offing. We'll see. Temps have been pretty much normal as we head into the last verse of 2010, with lows around the zero mark and highs creeping into the teens. Further, we've had very few peaks of the sun or moon for most of the recent diurnal segments. Gray has definitely been the color of the month. At the time of scooping up this week's Upper Gunflint News, it's unknown whether all of the lunar activities were visible in this area, but it had to be a bonanza in places where skies were clear, a real time to carpe diem, or in this case, to seize the night, a special moment for heralding winter and some majestic celestial events. In celebration of winter's arrival, the sun, moon, and Sagittarius were all lined up signaling the solstice. Strap on those snowshoes or skis and take a trip into nature's whiteout. Let your path cross tracks with those of the wild neighborhood. Shuffle in the fluff or lie down and make a snow angel, for time is flying by. Winter is not without heart, so let us not miss a moment of this unique place and time in the forest. Remember that suddenly our daylight minutes are on the increase with each sunrise and sunset creeping back northward. Our lengthy shadows will be shortening back to the south, and it will all be gone in the blink of an eye. Seed and plant catalogs are on the way. This past week has marked a great deal of nearby wolf activity. A five-pack was observed on the Mile of Pine one morning, and my run to the mailbox has been led by at least one or more sets of fresh tracks on a daily basis. There's obviously some big animals based on the size of the paw prints left in the snow. Only a couple days after the Gunflint froze over, a venison fast food stop was observed on the ice somewhat near the Canadian shore across from Wilder Smith. And a few days later, during a drive down County Road 50, we saw two more warriors strolling down the lake, paralleling the south shore. They were either late to lunch or on a recon mission because they were really moving. Then I was treated to a call of the wild this past Sunday while out on my AM feeding chores. It was a howling that pierced the peaceful silence of a calm December dawn and embellished the mystery of life in the wilderness. Exactly where were they? And what were they up to? What an adventure. On this Christmas Eve, all is calm and all is bright. Here's wishing you a silent night, a holy night. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a great life. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a few hours of peace.